859-9231, the SACL's CAI toll-free line, as we launch into yet another week of fun and excitement here on the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. All, as always, lots to talk about, including a story that I had over the weekend we never got a chance to get to. And Carter, you just so happened to bring it in tonight, and I figure since we both had it, we should do it.
All right,
so I'll
man.
Let you start things out here. Where are we focusing?
Take a trip into the absurd, over to New Mexico, folks. And, you know, I mentioned to you guys a while back, I jokingly wrote this article for the Foundation for Economic Education because I heard about these New York politicians who were trying to ban the substance. They're trying to tax sodas. And they said, well, you know, corn syrup is the crack cocaine of sweeteners because it doesn't spur the satiation response. So you just want more and more and more and more.
Well, now, someone was telling me recently, just as an aside, since you mentioned corn syrup, I don't remember where I was when I heard this, but someone clued me in that the reason why corn syrup is so widely used in America is because there are heavy tariffs on sugar imports.
Absolutely, absolutely. ADM, Archer's Daniels Midland, lobbies Congress to keep the tariffs really high on Cuban sugar cane. American consumers spend millions a year more on bread and cereals and all sorts of stuff because we can't get foreign sugar that could come in for less. And it's funny because the corn syrup is an option that's used because it's less expensive, partially because we can attribute parts of that partial expense differential to that lobbying effort that ADM puts in and they get the tariffs.
So, right, and it's not as natural either.
No, definitely not.
Processed food, whereas sugar is...
Yeah. So, you know, in my whimsical imagination, Ian, I wrote this crazy article, right?
So the government people are basically saying here, are they pretending? I mean, do they not know about the tariffs? I suppose it's possible they don't know.
Right.
It's like, oh, the corn syrup's so bad, which, of course, we could fix by getting rid of the tariffs and everybody would start using sugar again. But no, corn syrup's so bad, so now we need to regulate some stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So they want to regulate this, and they have all these pictures of fat people behind them at this news conference and so on. So I thought, look, if that is that dumb, because, of course, they're saying we all pay for diabetes and young children getting fat and things like that. We all pay because why? Oh, because socialism. You guys have forced us to pay for health insurance and health care for others. Okay, thank you for that rationale. So they say we all pay for other people's mistakes. Therefore, we're going to tax sweetened sodas. Okay, fine, great. So I just decided to make it absurd, and I said, well, what kind of craziness could we have? How about a sofa tax? We'll tax sofas because they're just becoming too comfortable nowadays, and people are staying seated for too long in front of their entertainment and sitting reading for too long.
It's encouraging sedentary.
Exactly. So they were fighting Big Sofa, you know? They were up against Big Sofa, like Sealy, Serta,
sofa
Lazy
King.
Boy. Exactly. So, anyway, I just thought that that was crazy. I thought that that was absurd. But lo and behold, what do I see? But I think it was Breitbart wrote about this one. And it is unbelievable. Out of New Mexico comes a story that is real. And it's incredible. A Democrat lawmaker in New Mexico wants to tax televisions and video games.
Wow.
Yeah, to raise funds to fight childhood obesity and improve education in the state. They always put the children's faces on there, don't they?
Sure.
I have asked our legislative council service to prepare the Leave No Child Inside bill. Oh, isn't that quaint?
Well, they've scared the crap out of us by letting our kids go outside.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the rapists will get them.
Right,
and now they're going to, they don't want to sleep inside.
It's insane. It's told us that Charlton Heston said it. It's a madhouse!
Well, Planet of the Apes. One thing they're presuming here is that that children are the primary consumers of video games. And while that might have been true 20 years ago, it's not today.
Excellent point.
Average video gamer is 30.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, really, this is a tax on adults and how they're choosing to spend their leisure time.
Oh, this is just insane. And, you know, check this rationale out. It says, I am hopeful that it will be ready for me to introduce on Monday. Educator turned lawmaker Gail Chasey told the reporter here. This is great. Leave No Child Inside, a play on the federal education initiative No Child Left Behind, is backed by grassroots environmental group The Sierra Club. Mm. Yeah. quote, the bill proposes levying a 1% excise tax on the purchase of TVs, video games, and video game equipment, and would create the Leave No Child Inside Fund to receive those revenues, Michael Casas of the Sierra Club told this reporter. The author and sponsors of the bill, who include dozens of other organizations besides the Sierra Club, according to Casas, expect to raise $4 million a year
through
the
New Mexico.
Yeah, and I love the way they say raise $4 million a year through the tax rather than expropriate $4 million from people. It's just amazing. What do they mean raise? What are they doing? Asking people to voluntarily give them money like it's a charity organization?
Government uses all kinds of interesting words like that. They use words to conceal their activities. And as you're saying, it's expropriation. It's extraction. It's they're forcibly taking people's money from them. And
amazing.
Government will use all kinds of nice sounding terms. We've seen them. We've seen government people say, "Well, we're going to ask you to do these things," and no, you're not asking. You're not asking us to pay this tax. It's not an option. I don't get to check a little box and say, "Yes, so I'd like to pay into the video game fat fund."
Yeah,
today.
Exactly. It's crazy. You know, and one of the things that struck me, I mentioned this a little bit earlier today with somebody. I was chatting with this person. I said, you know, look, the problem is that we look at government as being this sort of like artifice, like a big building or something like that. It's just people. It's people with stupid ideas that they couldn't sell in the marketplace, forcing them on other people because they got enough other stupid people who aren't willing to invest in their own money with their own money to go forward with these dumb things and make everybody else do them. Like, I'm out on the roadways today. I'm sitting there going, you know, the reason I want private roads is because I don't want to be driving with bad drivers, dumb people who don't know how to drive. I could get around someplace, and I think it's a perfect metaphor for all the other ways that we are brought down by the socialistic concept where we all have to be part of some group, whether it's excusing this stuff because we all have to pay for health care, or it's excusing me getting stuck behind some pinhead going in the left lane at 40 miles an hour below the speed limit, and he won't get out of the way.
With
I don't
want to
have to
on.
Be... Yeah, and that brings that me down. My world, I could be much more productive if we didn't have government-run roads.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect example. It socializes and makes us all part of the lowest common denominator. It's the only thing that it does.
You know, when you talk about liberty and you talk about libertarianism, the roads really does come up more often, I think, than anything else. You should have heard it this weekend, Carl.
Really, yeah.
It was one of those weekend shows, the Saturday show, where we just had call after call of government, statist, indoctrinated authoritarians.
And a lot of people that hadn't heard our message before.
Wow, interesting conversations, I bet.
Oh, yeah. They were, certainly. Yeah. And, you know, one of the guys went right to the roads issue. I was talking about the federal government and why it's not necessary and, you know, asking people to give me a reason why we should have this federal government around. And what does he say? Well, don't you guys like roads? You've got to be kidding me.
Like the federal government really paves a whole bunch of roads. They do need the interstate, certainly.
That they have, as though they have some innate ability to make roads that no one else does.
I said, you don't think we could pave the ground without the government?
Oh,
really?
Man.
We had one gal who called in and referenced Michael Savage and called me the enemy within.
She called us both the enemy within. Okay, like you're the alien stomach ripper. All right. you know, but the roads thing is fascinating. Today on my show, I was talking about this.
That's against the grain.
Yes,
you can hear it at libertyconspiracy.com.
Indeed. Thank you. And I had this subject. I was talking with some guys who started to investigate some things that are happening in New Hampshire. They have wasted, they have a constitutional provision. It's in the state constitution that they have this thing called the Highway Trust Fund. They have an 18 cent per pack, per gallon tax on cigarettes, on gasoline, 18 cents a gallon. They have fees for licensing of the cars. They have the tolls for the roads. It's all supposed to stay in one fund, and it's written in the state constitution. They put it in, right? Well, lo and behold, $107 million is unaccounted for. It's been shifted elsewhere. And now they want it
for.
Yeah, so there's a bill in the state house to say, well, it's all going to have to stay in the highway fund. Well, guess what? You don't have to write the law.
It's in the constitution. 1-800-259-9231. Goes back to what I said over the weekend. If they don't obey their own rules, how can we be expected to obey them too? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including live streams. Got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
The Silver Liberty Dollar is as beautiful as the ideas it represents. It's America's second most popular currency, with over 20 million Liberty Dollars in circulation, with 100,000-plus people using it on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org, stop using their money, and start using the Liberty Dollar. Return America to value, $1 at a time. That's libertydollar.org.
800-259-9231. Again, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Gardner Goldsmith joining us for the first time.
Yeah.
For the first time, I think, this year.
Oh, man.
Although we did have you on from the Liberty Forum.
Liberty Forum for one of the segments, and that was an absolute blast. Had a great time over there.
Wasn't that awesome, that event?
And I've been running wild since then. It's been nuts.
You went last year.
Yeah.
Last year, and this was even better.
This is even better. And it was so much fun just seeing the McCain people walking around, a dog, like, what is going on? It was great. Lindsey Graham, that pudgy little jerk, walking around going, what's happening here? It was awesome.
Yeah, they didn't do their research before they
booked the wrong hotel.
Anyway, that's as an aside.
Yeah.
We were actually talking about something during the break that I wanted to transition on the air because it was getting so good, I thought, you know, this needs to be on the air.
Yeah, you should allow actually talking during the break because often does.
Let's recap, though, because one of the reasons you weren't here, Gardner, is you had a lady friend in town.
Yeah.
And obviously... Worth it to spend a little bit of attention on her.
And to all those beautiful ladies in the shrine, just a friend. You know, ladies, I'm still out here, you know. It's cool.
All right, so she was from Siberia.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And she spent a couple of weeks with you here in lovely New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah, had a
and
great time.
She was making some observations toward the end of last week as she was preparing to leave, and you guys were talking about, what was it she was sharing with you?
Oh, it was amazing, Ian. Yeah, we had all these different experiences that sort of piled on one after the other that she remembered, and she is... a person who has been here at other Free State Project events, and she is starting to become more and more thirsty for the libertarian freedom philosophy. So she was observing things. We went to go sledding in my hometown in Amherst here, and we went to an old hill called Bragdon's Hill, which used to be owned privately by the Bragdon family. They were moving away. The town put up a budget initiative to see if the townspeople wanted to buy it. Well, if the townspeople wanted to buy it, they could buy it themselves.
Sure could.
Absolutely.
No, but instead, they put up an initiative is to see if they could get 51% of the force actually to
force
rest of us.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, of course, it passed, and so now the town owns it. It gets overused. There are cars parked all over the place during the day. It's ridiculous, and they have no control over it now. And so we went at night because I like going at night, and it's a lot of fun. If nobody's ever gone sledding at night, just as an aside, it's great. If you're near a city, you either get the clouds and the pink sodium lights bounce off the clouds, you can see, or you go on a moonlit night, and it's just a blast. So we brought
and you're alone.
Yeah, and you're alone, and it's just you, and it's very nice, it's peaceful. So we brought some stuff out. We're going sledding, and all of a sudden there's this like. We're near a highway, so I thought there were lights from the cars. It wasn't. It was a searchlight. And Nadia says, oh, no, the state, they're after us. They must have a helicopter. She's joking, very imaginative.
Yeah.
You know, because it looked like we had escaped from Colditz Castle from World War II. You know, like...
Stalag 13.
Yeah, exactly. This big old bright searchlight, this Klieg light looking on the hill for us. So I walk over. Sure enough, it's a police car. And, you know, he's doing his job, whatever.
His miserable little job.
Yeah, it's his job. And getting paid, I don't know how much a year. And so I go, oh, well, was something wrong? He goes, getting no sledding between dawn and dusk. And I was like,
this is just how they do it. This is just how they do it at the beach in Sarasota, Florida.
Right,
people worry and fret, and they have a terrible time thinking, what would happen if we had private ownership of the beaches? And then what happens? We get public ownership of the beaches. I pay for the damn thing, and I can't go out there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So then I walk along
amazing.
The beach and enjoy.
The beach is beautiful at night.
It is.
It's gorgeous. It's
That's
gorgeous.
When the animals are out and doing their little thing.
It's nice, you know. And the temperature can be just right just after sunset. It's beautiful. So that was one example. She turns to me as we're going home. She says, you know, that would never, ever have happened where I live. And she lives in Tomsk.
In Siberia.
Yeah, in Siberia.
Right.
Former Soviet bloc. And I'm like, so then she was listening to the politicians, George Bush and these various people. And what really spurred everything was our governor, John Lynch, gave his State of the State address last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the computer in front of me. I was deriving some audio from the video file that was on a news station. And I was pulling down some quotes of his. The very first thing that happens, he says, I am here to give the State of the State address. Everybody's on their feet. Ray! And she starts laughing. As she hears him talking, she just keeps chuckling. And I said, what's so funny, Nadia? She says, this guy sounds like one of the old Communist Party speakers from back when I was a kid. He sounds like one of the party delivery guys. I said, wow. So... it was really amazing. And
it's an eye-opener, huh?
Yeah. What struck me is she mentioned this on the air, and she said, look, you know, folks,
towards Thursday was the last day she was going to be around, and I opened the mic for her, and she sat down. She said, folks, you don't know. You don't realize you're really less free than you think you are.
You know, I was just having an email conversation with somebody, and it was... I think I've finally gotten the answer to the question, what would it take for you, and that's, you know, somebody out there, one of these listeners that's sort of in the dark, one of the sheeple.
Okay.
What would it take for you to believe that you were living in a free state? In a police state.
A police state.
In a police state.
Yes, great question.
And I think what some people's answer is that we're free as long as you're free to leave. We largely, the vast majority of us, can leave the United States if we wish. So therefore, any rule, any...
Well, if you jump through their hoops and get the passport first.
You don't need. I don't think you need a passport to leave.
You might be right. You might need permission to go to Mexico or Canada.
Well, I think another government would have to provide you with some kind of permission to enter.
Mm-hmm.
But, the passport isn't permission to leave.
Okay, good point.
I think that people believe that as long as we're allowed to leave the country, it's a free country. No matter what other onerous rule they put up.
Right, because that's what we heard over the weekend from our callers. If you don't like it, you can go.
That's
cliche.
Would we be a free country if we were lopping off people's heads in town square, but you were free to leave?
I hate that sort of... That sort of rationale is just ridiculous, especially when your choices are relatively not as good. Mm-hmm. You know, you say there is this concept of the right to exit. You know, in political philosophy, you say you have to have the right to exit. But if your choices are all worse, or they put up such impediments to get to those choices that it's economically almost impossible, fine. You know, you could always try to escape from a prison. You know, but it could be pretty darn difficult and dangerous, and you could be in a lot of trouble.
We get to go break into another prison. That's when we leave this prison. There are other prisons.
Pick your stinking prison is what we're talking about here. And these people, like you said, Mark, these people put it out as some great trump card to put it out there for you to say, oh well, if you don't like it, then go. Well, where am I going to go? Where do you want me to move? I guess I could go to Ireland or New Zealand. Maybe I could move to Alaska. I'm not sure. Maybe I could live out in the woods, but you'll come find me. You'll hunt me down. You'll put a bullet in my back like Lon Horiyushi did out in Ruby Ridge.
800-259-9231. I love that you've really been able to categorize that, Mark, in that people think we're free because we're free to leave. It doesn't matter how many heads the cops bash in. It doesn't matter how much damage the government does, what percentage they're taking from you. If you're free to go to one of the other prisons, well, you must be free. A very interesting observation. Would love to hear your thoughts on it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get on the updates list if you want to know what's happening with the show. You'll know first if you're on that list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. 800-259-9231. Talking about one of the most common just catchphrases, cliches, that you hear so often from people that are just fans of the status quo, that are completely indoctrinated with the belief that we live in the freest country in the world. This country's great. It's so free here in America. If you don't like it, son, you can leave. I don't want to hear your bitching anymore. You just stop trying to change things. We like it just the way it is. Get out of here.
Now, I think it is
that mentality.
I think it is one of the greatest countries in the world, and I can give lots of reasons why that is. I think it is the greatest country in the world. I can give lots of reasons why I think that is. However, I think that one of the great things about this country is its lineage of liberty. I think that the fact that, you know, we sort of have founding documents like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, these are some of the things that make this country great. These documents are about liberty. And what this country is about now is not liberty.
That's right. Well said.
And so I think it was on Saturday night, people were talking to me about things like, well, you know, you can always leave. And I was, the way I've decided to attack that problem is, instead of trying to say, well, you know, because we were talking about you're free as long as you're free to leave, instead of trying to set up a scenario, well, you know, we do have some hoops that you have to jump through in order to leave the country. You have to go through people standing at the border, and you have to get a piece of paper and that kind of thing. And instead of arguing that, or what if the country set up, you know, these fences and that kind of thing. They're being talked about right now. Mm-hmm. We're talking about fences.
Yeah.
Instead of putting a bunch of what-ifs up, I asked them, well, if you think that this government's legitimate and good and all that stuff, there were people in the country in 1775 that thought just the same thing. Would you say that the founding fathers who brought us this nation, were they wrong?
Mm.
Should they be hung from? Should they have been hung from the highest tree?
Right.
Do we not, as free men, do we not have the right to revolution? And I usually caveat it in saying something like, I'm not talking about guns. I would prefer to revolt, just completely peacefully and have the government leave me alone.
Right.
I want to be, in fact, free. I don't want to have to deal with, you know, giving 40, 50, 60% of my earnings to the government every year just to be able to earn a living and own a piece of property and drive an automobile or whatever.
Right, right.
And I think that that works. That's because at that point they have to say George Washington and Thomas Jefferson suck. You know.
Yeah.
And they're not going
to
do that.
That's a great way to put it.
It is a great approach. And as we get more opportunities to practice, it'll be interesting to see how people respond. Because Saturday night the response was, when you brought up the part about, well, you know, Thomas Jefferson and those guys, were they terrorists? Were they bad guys? Should they have gotten in trouble? And the caller that we had on the line agreed with you. They shouldn't. He agreed that they did the right thing, and
so I have the right to revolt.
But now it's different, was what he said.
Yeah, they always say that. That was a different time.
Right. Well, he can say that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
The listeners said, now there's a line of logic I can understand.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because that's he's just running away at that point.
And what they're saying is it would be uncomfortable now. It's uncouth to think about that because, you know, we're comfortable here. Well, as comfortable as we think we are, exactly. As comfortable as we think we are, we could be a heck of a lot better than we are today. And
right.
This girl, Nadia, noticed it from Siberia. And she was able to pull that curtain away when we were talking about this to say, you know, everybody in the United States thinks that they're living in a free country, just like you say.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear all this jingoistic, sort of nationalistic crap coming from all these politicians, like our state governor saying, together, we did this, and we did that.
Ugh.
And she says, no, they didn't do that. They forced other people to do it. They
mm-hmm.
can't do anything without making other people get something done themselves. And it's a great point. And if you actually strip the artifice away, what you have is a semi-socialized nation that likes to promote itself as the land of the free.
Right. That's it.
Yep. Yeah. It's great. It's a great tagline. And certainly we're freer than a lot of nations. If you can look at the list of nations, we're significantly freer than most.
In some ways, we're significantly more restricted.
Yeah.
Economically, Hong Kong has got us beat hands down. Singapore, you can't chew gum in the streets, but damn, they've got a lot more economic freedom than America does.
I actually talked to a guy from Singapore, I tried to talk about economic liberties, and he didn't see it because he had only sort of grown up there.
Yeah.
As all he could see was the business. Right. It was the police state aspect of it that was really bothersome to him, and he had to get out and went to Australia and then finally came to the United States. And it's interesting to hear him talk about politics, but, you know, he's just as brainwashed as the rest of them.
You know, it's going to be interesting as the Free State Project, which we talk about a lot on the show, movement of liberty-loving people all moving to New Hampshire, as more freedom lovers continue to come in, and we're going to see more this year because this is the last year of the first 1,000 pledge. So by the end of this year, we should have 1,000 movers, 1,000 Free Staters in state.
Yeah.
Likely they won't all sign up at freestateproject.org.
That's true. It's going to be interesting to see when more liberty lovers come in and start running for office and start getting into the media and start talking to others, and the movement starts to build and become more and more visible than it currently is today. Will we be able to turn around to the socialists and say, hey, if you don't like it, get out?
Move. Absolutely.
Well, I think that's essentially what we are saying. But the difference between liberty and socialism, which
we're not going to hurt you.
Right.
Not going to take your wealth.
If you don't like it, you can do it yourself.
You can do whatever socialist little great thing you want to do.
Right.
Start a commune.
Go ahead.
People should be able to be free in deciding what programs they want to participate in. You know, your whole idea of getting some government program together to take care of the homeless or whatever, well, then you're going to have to come out of your pocket instead of voting to come out of someone else's.
It's all about what's peaceful. I've asked people on my show, I was like, would you oppose the peaceful use of this or the peaceful engagement in this? It's peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you use force? It's always peace versus force. And that's always what it comes down to. And they excuse it with all these different arguments, saying, oh, well, you know, we have to pay for this. No, again, let's go back a few steps in the logic chain and see why we all have to pay for this, or why we all have to, because somebody else forced us. So stop it. Cut it out. I mean, it's just incredible. And when you get this perspective from somebody else who comes from a communist bloc nation like that, and then you hear something that, like what Mark just said and what you just said, Ian, all these different perspectives about this supposed, well, you can just go where you want to go or whatever. If you can leave, then you're tacitly accepting anything that the majority wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Absurd.
It's just absolutely absurd.
It's some bizarre fantasy. I don't understand.
I had a local politician here in Keene that I was talking to, and he essentially said, it is not force since you moved here. You moved here of your free volition, therefore, you knew what the rules were, or you had some idea, or at least now you know what they are. You don't have to stay. You didn't have to come here. Therefore, we aren't forcing you to do anything, which I suppose is true, but does that mean that, therefore, I was born in Sarasota County, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in the city, in the city of Sarasota.
Yeah.
Does that mean that I can have an armed standoff in Sarasota because they are, in fact, forcing me? Because that's where I was born, damn it.
Right.
No. The socialists are there, too. The socialists are everywhere. Fascists and the socialists have taken over our government. They don't call themselves that.
Republicans and Democrats. John McCain.
Right, that's what they call themselves.
Yeah. It's interesting you should bring that up, because then in many cases people move someplace, they'll read the state constitution. Free staters will read the constitution. They say, but I thought you weren't supposed to be able to do that.
Oh, well, you see.
So even in their argument of, well, you freely moved here, you moved here under the assumption that the government would not do certain things.
You know, my response to that is, when people move, they move for reasons like family. They move for reasons like a new job. They don't move and pick up. They don't move and go and grab tomes and tomes of law books and start paging through them to see, let's see what all the laws are here. Better figure out all this before I decide to move somewhere. I mean, that's absolutely absurd. We didn't know what the laws are, and you don't know what the laws are, and those politicians don't know what the laws are. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We invite you to enjoy all the features there for free. And if you like the show, then go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com. You will find Free Talk Live branded t-shirts and hats. We've got the Free Talk Live Classic Archive DVD collector sets. So many neat products. All very high quality, highly recommended. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, Ziggy is on the line in the UK.
All right.
Across the pond on the amp line. Hey, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Firstly, Garth. Garth, have you played T-Rex on your show yet?
No, I got to get some T-Rex. That would be fantastic. A little Jeepster.
Please do play the odd Paul Weller track as well. I'm sorry to have bored you in that email, but I am a big fan.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, Ziggy. You got great taste, my man.
What's on your mind tonight, Zig?
Anyways, yeah, McDonald's. I know a lot of lefties have a problem with McDonald's because, you know, they think they sell garbage, and personally, I do feel they sell garbage.
Yeah, I hate eating there. You can barely stomach it, or at least I can. It's
just
awful.
Well, you know, I don't go there. That's freedom of choice, right?
Right.
But I do have a problem when I hear people they go to Paris or they go to Bangkok, and I say, "Well, where do you go and eat?" McDonald's. And I really have a problem with this because I just feel that McDonald's does really have no respect for indigenous cuisine, basically.
Well, that's not their business model. Their business model is to bring the same damn food to every single franchise, and that's why they get people in the doors, because it's familiar. That's why franchises work, is because you can go to a new place and you feel comfortable because there's somewhere you're familiar with.
And people in other countries want to be more westernized, so therefore they want to eat like they imagine the West does, and that's McDonald's, I guess.
Yeah, but there is actually one interesting fact about McDonald's in Paris. It was the first McDonald's which actually had to sell indigenous cuisine to that country.
Really? Why?
Because the French weren't eating there.
Really?
I mean, the French are very proud of their, you know, cuisine.
Frenchness.
And, you know, rightly so. I mean, you know, French food is great.
Yeah.
And so McDonald's basically had to adapt.
Interesting. I had heard that some different McDonald's do offer different items, obviously. I mean, probably tailored to the general areas, but they still sell the Big Mac, and they call it something different over there. Like, what is it?
I just find this sort of one size fits all a bit socialistic in nature, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's certainly homogenous.
Yeah, and that's what I don't like. I
mean, lots of libertarians don't like homogenous.
I don't know if socialistic is the word at all there, and it, you know, there's no
homogeny.
Homogeny is certainly correct. Yeah,
it's consistent.
What if America was had metric measurements imposed on it? Why do you have to measure everything metrically?
Well,
you'd probably scream out about that socialistic.
I think the question here on this one, Ziggy, is whether or not companies started to voluntarily go metric on all their different sizes of containers, and then we would get frustrated. Because, of course, you know, McDonald's, it's purely voluntary. People, you know how it is. I mean, I don't have to go into it. I think there is that sort of inclination, that sort of instinctive inclination to not like that homogeneity when people come out with things that are the same everywhere. And yet at the same time, it is almost comforting to here in the United States to be able to walk into a McDonald's. You know, the quality is the same as other McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever. And when I'm over in the UK, like first time I was in England, unfortunately, first place I ate was, I believe, a TGI Fridays, an American place. And then later I had to eat in a McDonald's, and it was just because I was stuck because no other places were open.
I have to say one thing, especially in London, for people who are in America might not know this. London is one of the most expensive cities in the world now.
Yeah.
And basically, I have to admit, I do go to Pizza Hut. Yeah. Why? Because I know how much I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
Because the problem is, in some restaurants in London, because the rates are so high and the rent's so high, they have to charge... Over the odds for food.
Yeah,
they have to charge what?
Over the odds for food.
What's that mean?
Well, it means above what you should be paying.
Oh, it costs a lot. Okay,
yeah.
Over the odds. Over the odds or over the yards?
Over the odds. Over the odds.
Over the odds.
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 Yeah.
Odds.
Yeah.
Okay. And Ziggy, you know what else it strikes me is, like when I went to Australia, I thought Australia was going to be so different and unique. And I think that's one of the things that does bother many people who are sort of independent thinkers. You know, like we were just talking about Red Dwarf and how nobody in the United States knows Red Dwarf. And I introduced this girl, Nadia, from Siberia to it. She thought the cat was hilarious on Red Dwarf. And, you know, when you have sort of an underground thing or something that's unique, you don't want to lose it. And when you have a unique culture and you have McDonald's, which is all over the world, even though you know that there are tons and tons of people around you in your unique culture that are going there, sometimes it can sort of bother you and say, well, you know, I'm not going to go to that lowest common denominator place. I still want that uniqueness. As long as it's a voluntary thing, I don't mind, because it ends up that the marketplace will cater to all sorts of people.
Yeah. Because it's really all in your head, Ziggy. I mean, the fact is, while there might be a McDonald's there and there might be a Burger King down the road, there are still those independent places in between. And so you really can get everything that you want, and it's okay.
In this country, there has been somewhat of a backlash to Starbucks, and that's because the British have a tradition of tea houses.
Right.
And still Starbucks, you know, lands on the high street and people complain. Well, you know, I have to admit, I understand where they're coming from, but at the end of the day, people go to Starbucks because they feel that it's better quality, because they get better value for money.
If that's true, then, you know, that's the cookie crumbles, you know.
Yep.
And
anyway,
in France, a great observation about the French, their cultural mores and so on, getting McDonald's to change voluntarily. Very interesting.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ziggy. Appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. Where I wanted to go with that was, you know, in praise of franchises.
Yeah, sure.
Because just thinking about Red Dwarf, which is a great British comedy.
Absolutely.
In case you have not seen it, go to Netflix. If you're a Netflix member, they've got them. You can view them online. Okay,
so
you can
good.
Go and watch an episode. It's fun stuff. Like that show. But I know there was at one time where they actually tried to have an American version of Red
Dwarf,
and it just bombed.
Yeah.
But the original's very funny, and it's aired on a number of television stations. Usually it's PBS, it is aired in America, and the DVDs are sold here in America. So it's good that you can walk into a DVD store and grab a copy of your favorite show. If you're from Britain and you want to see Red Dwarf and you're here in America, there it is. You walk in and you can take it off the shelf. It's the same thing with McDonald's. You know, if you are looking for something familiar, you can go in there and there it is. It's what you're expecting to see. That's why they're so successful. But the reason they got to that point in the first place, you all know this, I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah.
The reason they got to that point in the first place is because they did something right
back when they were the independent, mm-hmm. back when they were yeah, that place point. In great between, point. When it was right. Ray Kroc and the very right. first McDonald's way back in, what was it, the 50s?
Well, yeah. the McDonald's brothers started McDonald's, but Ray Kroc bought the system that they had for delivering hamburgers to people that, you know, they could get.
I thought it was Ray Kroc.
They could get a consistent hamburger the way the, and milkshake the way they, right. you know, expected to get it. And that's what people really want. I right. want, I like Big Macs. I enjoy them thoroughly. And I know that it's not the epitome of what a cheeseburger is, but I enjoy it.
Maybe I should try one because all the other stuff I've had at McDonald's is just awful. but the point is, somebody really liked it. And yeah. so, therefore, they expanded out. Same thing with Walmart. Same thing with all these other places that you see everywhere. And so the reason why they have hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of locations is because what they do works. And that's great, and it should be celebrated. Now, that's not to say you should go and do business with them. I can't stand their product. But somebody obviously likes it. And I am that kind of person where if I'm visiting somewhere, I would prefer to eat at a more local establishment to get the local flavor and
you
atmosphere.
Certainly would. Yeah.
So and there are a lot of people that feel that way, too. But I think there's this anti-corporate mentality, this anti-chain mentality that's out there in this country. And, you know, the fact is the people that own these chains, many of them are franchise owners. Those franchise owners
people.
Usually are local. Yeah. They usually own a series of stores within a certain geographic region. They employ local people.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong or bad about this.
No, it's like saying somebody's opening up a local enterprise rent-a-car is something in your area.
Yeah.
They're providing a product or a service just like the McDonald's people are providing a product or service. And the more opportunities there are for people to have choices, the better for me out there in the marketplace. It's interesting, you know, you talk about McDonald's. One of the strangest things was on the way down to drop off my friend Nadia down at JFK Airport, we stopped off in Coventry, Connecticut. And I didn't realize until later, we ate a McDonald's real quick there. She wanted to get some fries. She mm-hmm. hadn't had them for, I don't think she'd ever had them before, or many years or something. So we had them, and they were great. You know, we're going along. The fries are always great at McDonald's, you know. And I got one of their little burgers, just meat in a bun, because I don't have yeah. anything on my burger. And I didn't realize till later that Coventry was where Nathan Hale was born. Nathan Hale, the great revolutionary spy.
The spy
hero
in New York City.
Who said, yes, my only regret is that I have one life to lose for my country. Very cool. I would take out country, I would say, for liberty. But, you know, he was a big revolutionary hero. He was from probably just a few miles away where we stopped off. Kind of cool.
The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why?